The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is it a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Radio 24/7. Today is the 15th of July, 2017. Go out to, well, a couple things. We are the bare brass knuckles of radio, as I call us now, and I'm going to lay some more stuff on you with I Am quickly before we get into the other things. Number one, what do I say, the three verses? Stand up and take a deep breath if you want and say, I am a winner. And I am a champion. I've added a few more things. I am willpower, and the world is mine. Now, I've heard a few things that they think I got some anger issues. Anger is not anger, and anger is great. Anger is passion. And you know what? That's the way I am. That's why this show's done so well, because I don't candy coat anything. I don't read off a script. If something blew me out 10 minutes before the show, you're going to hear it. Too bad. Come to your senses, everybody. This is the real world here, and we are motivation and muscle. We are a revolution. We are a family. Stay with us. If you don't like it, I don't know. You can make a choice, whatever you want to do, but you're going to miss out 30 years of some really extremely great things. So I'll leave that there. Also, too, go out to Fiorello Barbell at nicap.rr.com and check out the winner's circle. This is 15 years of me training with some people, obviously working with people, but this is what I've been doing here at the FBC Stone and Steel Yard. And I'm going to give you right now a little bit about what these 12 modules are. Number one is called The Beginning. That's just going to give you a little bit of how to be success-driven, some of the things that I do, obstacles, et cetera, et cetera. Module 2, Getting Started. I talk about the big three for Hulk-like strength, and you can go down on the webpage and read them. Module number 3, Mental Fortitude. How do you build the strength of mind and body easily? That's all on there. Number 4, Sandbag Domination. We talk about that all the time. I'm doing big programs right now with the idea of the goal of 200. It's not going to be 200 pounds. It'll be 201 to break 200 pounds with a sandbag, cleaned, lapped, brought up, roll it up just like you would an inverse stone, and press that. And that's why I'm doing the things I'm doing that I've been talking about. I don't want that thing to rock me back one inch. I want you, when you see me do that, I want you to doubt that's the weight. That's how easy I want to put it up. We will see. Next, number 5, heavy specialization with shoulder pressing and bent rows. Number 6, module, passion for what you love. Number 7 is hands-on training. Number 8, big powerful arms. Number 9, high shrugs and straight arm pullovers. Number 10 is a return of the York iron boots. Number 11 is strong stone strength. And number 12 is love, passion, and my power rack. Now, when you buy this product and take action, you can get number 13th module for free called Stewards of Strength / Gatekeepers. And you hear me talking about that at the end of the show. Here's a few things on it. Learning what the true definition of honor stands for. Before I bring Eric Gutman in, we got him on today, our good pal. We're getting into this about business with honesty. With what you are, it matters more than what you know, folks, but you got to be a thinker. Second, where have all the men gone? Why you should test yourself constantly, why strength is the foundation of your life, and why not stand out, stand apart, and lead the world. And that last line there was something my dad always stressed on me. And that line is dedicated to my father, among many things. Now, this is the biggest thing besides what a great package this is. 8 people who are regulars on the show, who train people and are some of the best lifters in the world, have volunteered 1 hour of their time free when you buy the Winner's Circle. Now, Martin Janzicks, David Whitley, Douglas Graham, Dr. William Wong, Clint Darden, Paul Firepower Gray, Frank Delventhal, and Kirsten Tulick. So, here's what I tell you. Get off the fence and take action right now. This is going to be a program where I'm going to keep adding modules onto it for the end, for whenever I'm done doing this stuff. You get 30 more years, who knows? We could have thousands of them up. And there's going to be other announcements that I got in the works, but we got to wait till we upgrade the websites. You're going to be amazed at what's going to be happening here. So for $247, and I mean, I've got thousands of dollars in this, and I know it's all audio. It's over a half hour per audio other than number 13, which is Stewards of Strength. That's about 20 minutes. If you don't educate yourself, folks, and all you're going to do is watch video, you're going to fail miserably. I don't care how good you think you are. These movements here are tried and true, but they are not seen in many places of training anymore. Unless you see a guy like Eric Gutman or a Bud Jeffries or an Adam Glass or guys like that, you know. Will Dinwiddie, for instance, unbelievable guy. There's so many, and I'm not slighting anybody, but right now that's what's on top of my head. You're all great, in my opinion. You do what you need to do. So go out there at FiorellaBarbellCo.com, click Winner Circle, come on board, take action, and get it done. Because I'm telling you right now, you will be amazed at what you'll look like 3 months from now when you do that. Next thing, which is real big, is our contribution page. When you go out there on FiorellaBarbellCo.com and you hit contribute, you can really, this is what it is. You're investing in us. You're investing in yourself. You're investing in your own strength, valor, and character. And that was another thing Eric and I were talking about, character. When you get involved with people with business, they better have good character, because one bad move can take you, the best guy or gal in the world, and ruin you. So be very careful who you shake hands with. Now, my PayPal account is FiorellaBarbell@NICAP.R.com. If you just want to buy coffee for a week, a lunch, a dinner, you can contribute whatever you want. If you go out to our page, you'll hit contribute $25. You will get the first module from the Winner's Circle called The Beginning. Here's a few of the things on it. Obliterating obstacles, success manifested, overcoming roadblocks, and the power of optimism. And in this pessimistic society we live today, you damn well better have some optimism in your back pocket and between that 6 inches between your ears. Second, if you contribute $50, you're going to get the beginning, and you'll get 1.5 hour free consultation with me. And as I said, I will not cut you off at $29.59. I will help you any way I can. When you contribute $100, you will get 2 free half-hour consultations with me, and you will get the module, The Beginning. Each button goes right to PayPal, my account. There's no fuss, no muss. You don't have to jump through hoops. It's simple as can be. And I'm telling you right now, folks, you can change your life forever, but you got to shoulder the responsibility and want to do it. Everybody's always talking about investment. We are a hell of an investment, and you're going to see more and more out of here as time goes on and we become extremely solvent with a lot of currency to spread around. And eventually, you never know, we might be backing people that are in the same position I am right now. Anything is possible with me. So stay tuned, contribute anything you can. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Also, too, go out to motivationmuscle.com/, you go right out to the podcast, all right? Look at all the shows Eric and I have done, and I think I've said everything there. But right now, I'm going to give you a little information on Eric. Number one, he's a naval officer. He's a strong man, a writer, a trainer, and speaker. And we'll bring him in 1 second, and I'm not going to speak for him, but I know what we talked about for the last half hour before we came on. We have a lot of the same goals. We love what we do, and we want to spread this stuff like a wildfire. And then last but not least, I don't want to forget this, and I'll bring Eric right in. The only place that you're going to be able to do a sign-up for our newsletter, which comes through MailChimp, I want to clarify this with everybody. This is the only place. You got to go out to motivationandmuscle.com, and I put the subscription button right underneath where you can support us through Patreon. So you can hit the Patreon button if you want to donate to there, but if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, you have to go here on motivationmuscle.com. It's got subscribe. All you have to do is put in your first name, your email address, sign up. You'll get an email. You'll have to go out, I believe what it is, you have to go out and pick three of the storefronts out. Then MailChimp will give you the instructions, and you'll be on our list. And it'll go right to my MailChimp account. I can't have it go anywhere else because I know for a fact I contacted them. And the thing is, if you've been signing up with the last six to eight months, you're not even there. Because the only way I can get you there is move them manually. And I probably don't have half of them, and I don't have the ability or the time right now to do it. So if you'd like to get back on the list, we apologize for that, but that's what happens when you put your fate in other people's hands. And I can't do that anymore with a lot of things. I have to be fully now involved with things like that because your list is so important. So go out to motivationmuscle.com, right under Patreon, subscribe. You'll be on the list. You're going to be getting I'm going to try to do weekly emails with everybody at least once or twice a week, let you know what's going on, and that's the way it is. So I'm going to bring Eric in right now, but we're going to talk about fat loss after 40, which is going to be very, very interesting. Eric, welcome back, brother. I know that was a long time, but there's an awful lot to get moving out of here. There's a lot of moving parts here now. So welcome back, brother.
Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you being on, believe me. Give out your website, anything I missed, and we will get started, my friend.
No, very simple. So my website is www.ericgutman.com. It's ericgutmann.com. And, you know, basically what I do is look for ways to live as long as I can, as best as I can. And there are plenty of articles that you can go through there to see what I do. And when some of those experiments pan out, then I turn them into a product, which you can purchase at the website as well.
And that's an awesome thing because you got great stuff. Everything, you know, you and I and a number of people are very responsible, and we time test everything before it's released. And I will not put any junk or half-assed things out there because, as I said, like we talked before, your character is by what you do. You know, as my dad said, you know, when you shake someone's hand firmly, look them in the eye. Very important. There's things like that that you're taught. And when you meet people that don't perform like that, as my dad said, you go the other way. So thank God for our fathers and our mothers. And as I become more and more mature, which I hate that word in business, a lot of my dad's thoughts come out all the time. And I thank my father for giving me all those great attributes and learning lessons. Even at the time, I kind of laughed at them and scoffed them off. But now you realize that they were educating you and teaching you and protecting you down the road. So that's the best. But on that note, fat loss, especially after 40, how many people do we see walking around even younger now with the spare tire or the 9-month pregnancy belly, you know, and obviously just the attributes with a lot of times, you know, not bad skin, probably balding a lot of people. And I know that's just not to do with everything. Some people have that, but a lot of it has to do with how heavy you are, your influence with any type of working out, et cetera, et cetera. So take it away, brother.
Well, you know, it's interesting because if I had to say, what do people ask me the most about? Like, what do people come up to me, whether in person or via email or Facebook? And And the number one request is, hey, like, how can I decrease this body fat, especially after 40 and the love handles, and how can they be healthier, right?
Yep.
And I posted a picture of me when I was in vacation where I purposely, you know, I said, I'm going to stop training because, you know, if you can't take 2 weeks off of training,
yeah,
then you're basically don't know how to plan your life, or you don't have a life. And everybody knows, and the problem is, like, I say everybody knows because I've been reading about it for like 20 years, ever since I was in college, but I never really did it about taking 2 weeks off a year, completely off. And I never really did that. Right. I would take 3 days, 5 days, or I would say, well, this doesn't count. You know, it's like it's some kind of obsession. And yeah. I said, you know what? I'm going to take 2 weeks completely off, and I'm going to allow my body and my mind and my joints to really completely rest, heal, and recover.
Yep.
It was funny. I talked about that, and I talked about certain things about diet. And as one of my friends from acupuncture school, who I haven't seen in 20 years, and she goes like, oh, my God, like, you need to do cardio. And it was funny because I thought about it. And when I was in college, I was doing more of a bodybuilding approach. And I remember this one time in human anatomy class, basically, they kind of called me over, says, do you mind doing this? And I lifted my shirt, and they could see the serratus. And said, that's the serratus.
Yep.
So I thought, okay, this person remembers me from that point in time. And I said, well, you know, I did this on purpose, like – and now that I came back to El Salvador, I says, well, you know, now I'm going to start conditioning again. Because when you take 2 weeks off, you don't just reinsert yourself in the point you were. You know, sometimes you have to build up to it. And I said, well, you know, I'm going to start again, you know, doing more of a conditioning approach. And when you usually do the conditioning approach, it leads to more fat loss.
Yep.
So I realized that now at 40, you know, at 20, because I have this little drawing on which I'm basing my talk, which is just a little pyramid, and the pyramid has 3 points, and one of them is liver cleanse, one of them is nutrition, and one of them is exercise. So what was funny is that after a week of being here and 4 workouts and eating a certain way, and right after I put my liver cleanse, I took a picture and I says, look, here's what you can do in a week if you know what you're doing, and it doesn't matter if you're 40 because I'm 44, and then yep, they can see the difference. And for some reason, that inner nerve and generated a lot of interest. Some I've made new friends as they bought the course, and they've been in constant contact with me, looking for ways to modify it to fit their needs and their lifestyle. So I was going to talk about that. And the number one thing that people need to realize is that fat loss before 30 is different than fat loss after 30.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this, but nature will take care of you until about 30 years old because nature or the life principle wants you to procreate so that you can pass down your genes. After 30, though, you are on your own and everything counts. And we've talked about how when I, you know, when you and I were 18 or 20,
right,
we could go out drinking with the boys, get home at 2 a.m., sleep 4 hours, wake up at 6, hit the gym, have a killer workout, and then go to college, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe we're a little bit tired, but it really didn't interfere with our ability to eat, train, and do whatever we wanted to do. Now at 40, you know, if I go, I don't drink anymore. Maybe I drink one glass of wine 3 times a year with a
yeah,
meal.
Yeah.
You know, that's the content of my drinking nowadays. But if I were to do that, like go on drinking more than that, I would have to take 2 to 3 days off because I know I would not be able to produce the kind of results I need in the gym to achieve what I want to do.
Right.
So when it comes to fat loss after 40, people got to realize that the one thing holding them back is their liver.
Yep.
And what I mean by that is when you're 20, you just go, oh, I want to lose some weight, do a little bit of exercise, maybe modify your diet a slight bit, and most people can drop 5 to 10 pounds extremely easily when they're 18 or 20. And then the complaint I get or the request for help I get is, I'm doing the same things I did when I was in my 20s, but the weight is not coming off, or like I still got the love handles. What can I do?
Yep.
And now is where fat loss after 40 has to focus a lot on nutrition and hormones and liver cleansing.
Yep.
So as some of you may know, and I've talked about liver cleansing before, what happens is every time you eat a toxin, and I started thinking like, so what the hell is a toxin really? Because different people, call it different things. Like, we can all agree that cyanide is toxic, right? If you take enough cyanide, it will kill you.
Yep.
But, the way I define it, toxin is anything that has no nutritional value and that your body, in an effort to protect you, encapsulates this in fat, thinking that someday it's going to have a chance, which in the Western world usually never comes, where you're going to have a decrease of activity so that the liver can process this. Remember, your detox organ, your main one is your liver, and your other two ones is your kidneys and your colon.
Right.
And, for example, they know, like, you're supposed to remove 6 pounds of waste on a daily basis, 2 pounds through urine, 2 pounds through your excrement, and then 2 pounds through sweat. And when people are constipated, they'll tend to sweat more.
Right.
Or pee more, because that 6 pounds that they're looking to get off, it's not leaving through, your butt.
Right.
So now your body's looking to compensate over sweat. And it's funny, if you find somebody's overweight and constipated, they usually sweat a lot. There's a reason for that. And not when they're working out, just when they're walking up the stairs.
Right.
So the reason the liver cleanse becomes so important when you want to do fat loss after 40 is that part of the reason the nutrition and diet don't work is because your liver's overburdened with all this backlog of toxic material, which your body encapsulate in fat to protect you. And the liver cannot break down that fat if you're constantly bombarding it with more like bad nutrition.
Right.
So what liver cleanse does, it takes a day and a half. And all you really do, and this is very easy, I have a full article on this. All you just go to Google and put Eric Gutman liver cleanse, and the article comes up, and all the instruction and timelines are there. But just to go over it, basically you make up your mind. It only takes a day and a half. And what you do is you don't eat anything. You can only drink water or apple juice until 2 a.m.
Yep.
And then, at 6 p.m., you drink distilled water with Epsom salts. And Epsom salts is magnesium.
Yep.
Magnesium will calm you down, but it will also help to clear up your intestines. You will do the same thing at 8 p.m., and then you do it at 9:45. You take a cup of organic olive oil with some citrus, right?
Yeah.
And then you drink it all at once. So what does this do? So your body has a memory of about how much fat you eat.
Right.
And it produces bile in the gallbladder. And every time you eat a meal with fat, your gallbladder squirts a little bit of this bile to help you digest this fat that you're consuming. When you go a whole day without eating any fat or basically just water or apple juice, then your bile, keeps on building up, and it's just, your gallbladder is basically bursting right now with all this bile that you never excreted.
Yep.
Then you go at 9:45 and you take a whole cup of organic olive oil, which is basically fat. And because of the magnesium helping to clear out the colon, what's going to happen is it's going to squirt all the bile that is in your gallbladder out, and it's going to allow the cholesterol deposits in the tip of your liver to pump out and go into your colon. Then when you wake up the next day, take a cup of distilled water with more Epsom salts, and you're going to start to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
And what you will see is that the fecal matter will go all the way down to the bottom, and that these little rocks or stones are going to float to the top, and they're going to be either yellow, green, or grayish colored. And what I like to do is I like to start counting them to have an idea of how many of these things I pass. And it's usually between 80 to 120.
Wow.
And again, it takes from about 7:30 to around 10:30 to 11 a.m. And then at 11:30, I basically take a big shower and I go out to eat with my wife a normal meal. Because a day and a half, honestly, is not like a real fast. It's not like when you go over 3 days that you have to start slowly. So I don't know why, but I love eating Thai food after my liver cleanse. And then I just complete with life as normal.
Mm-hmm. What you will find is that, A, you'll sleep better. I get, like, really big sweet cravings for 3 days after a liver cleanse. I've been getting sweet cravings.
Yeah.
And by doing this and allowing your body a time to reset, to clean out all this toxic crap and these cholesterol deposits, because those little stones that come out are not stones. What people call, like, liver and gallbladder stones is when they're so hard and calcified that they will actually come out on an X-ray. Wow. What we're talking about is little fat cholesterol plugs in the ducts within your gallbladder and liver that are being dumped out through the colon into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
By doing that, it allows that whatever you do regarding training and nutrition to be a lot more efficient, because you've reduced the backlog of stuff that your liver needed to do. So I'm going to stop right there to see if you have any questions regarding the liver cleanse part.
No, I've done them before. I haven't done them in a while. Let me ask you a question, because I know people are going to be saying, well, milk thistle. Now, we know that's not going to cleanse the liver, but what is your feeling on it if someone comes up and says, all right, Eric, I'm listening to it. I'm not really sure, but I know stuff about milk thistle. What is your reply to that?
Hey, milk thistle is a great everyday support herb for your liver.
Right.
However, you can take milk thistle for a whole month or for 2 months, and you will not get the effects you will get with a liver cleanse. And let's be honest. Okay, a liver cleanse requires a day and a half of commitment.
Yeah.
Where you're not going to eat. Whereas you can say, well, I'm going to keep on doing what I regularly do and eat, you know, and take some milk thistle with my meals. I think that's great. I usually like taking milk thistle like a month before my liver cleanse.
Oh, okay.
Just to start the process flowing and to kind of like make the liver cleanse more powerful.
Yep. Yep.
But let's go again to something. Why do I believe in the liver cleanse? Well, the story's long, but just to give you the kind of like the bottom line up front, is because there's a guy who had Crohn's disease and multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
Two diseases that cannot be cured according to Western medicine. And I bought a little zapper from him, so I know his story personally. And he basically, over a period of 18 months, doing a liver cleanse every month, was able to completely cure himself from Crohn's disease and multiple sclerosis. Currently, two things that for 10 years, this guy went to doctors, both conventional and alternative doctors, and they could offer a little bit of relief, but basically they said, you got to prepare for decrepitude, and all we're doing is slowing down the rate at which your body is going to keep on going in decrepitude. And the guy said, no, I'm paying all this money. I want to be healed.
Yeah.
I want to have a normal life. And he realized, you know, he started researching Holda Clark and liver cleansing. And by the way, when you go to my article, I have a full PDF of the book I read, which is free. It's just I know people are not going to read a 600-page book. But for the rare soul out there that wants to read it like I did, I found it on PDF completely free. And you can read it. I myself like to purchase the book and hold it and underline things because I learn better that way. But even the cost of acquiring the book is not going to hold you, because I already put the book for free in the post. Just
awesome.
Google Eric Gutman liver cleanse. But now we're talking about a guy who actually is free of multiple sclerosis and free of Crohn's disease. And he did it through liver cleansing. Liver cleansing, you know, takes a lot more commitment. And anybody can take milk thistle just by taking it with my breakfast and my lunch. That's great, and it will help.
Yeah.
But you will not get those earth-shattering results that you get from doing a liver cleanse. And if you are overweight, it won't help you as much as doing that liver cleanse, because the liver cleanse, A, will help you drop some weight like right then and there, and then whatever you do after the liver cleanse will work a lot better. So it's great to do a liver cleanse and then follow up with milk thistle on a daily basis to keep on helping the liver to process this fat. Because remember, any extra fat in your body is either due to too much calories or stuff that your body deemed toxic or that your body could not use as a nutrient.
Yep.
It encapsulated in fat in the hopes that someday the liver is going to have the chance to process it. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. What I want to ask you before we move on to the next question, too, is, you know, obviously they should go out and read your article before they even jump to any conclusions. But, you know, you're going to hear the typical things like, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat for a day and a half. How am I going to feel during this cleanse? Am I going to have any energy, et cetera, et cetera? Just answer a few of those questions to ease people's minds. And I'm sure once you're over this cleanse and then you go out, like you said, with your wife to eat dinner, you got to be feeling on top of the world. So take it away, brother.
Absolutely. I think the most important thing is you've got to mentally prepare yourself. So I think it'd be very hard for somebody if you woke up and it says, okay, bro, we're doing a liver cleanse today.
Yeah.
You're going to go, no. However, if you say, let's say you read it, because I think the mind needs some information in order to commit to this. That's why you should read the article.
Yep.
Again, I've read like a couple of books on it, so my mind was even more saturated with info. I've put all the relevant information in an article which allows you to see the benefits and how to do it.
Yeah.
And you can read it in 10 minutes.
Yep.
But
yep.
Here's the thing. If you, let's say, you make your mind up on Monday that on Saturday you're going to do this liver cleanse. You start making a mental preparation for it. That means that Saturday and Sunday have to be low energy days. What that means is you cannot have physical or mental requirements
yep.
that require you to spend energy because otherwise you won't rest.
Yep.
So you have to set yourself up, okay, I'm going to take a Saturday and half a Sunday where all I'm going to do is basically lounge around and watch TV or read books or take naps. You know, you've got to make this commitment. I've done this now for like 5 years, and every time it gets easier and easier and easier.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is because your mind is creates the biggest obstacle. You think it's going to be this horrible thing, and you go, well, it's not that hard. Actually, I find it's easier the less you water you consume.
Yeah.
So for some reason, if you drink a lot of water, you'll get hungry.
Yep.
But now what I do is I drink one glass of water or apple juice when I wake up, and I'll drink one glass of water or apple juice at 2 p.m., and that's it. That is all I will eat from the time I wake up till 2 p.m.
Right.
And then after 2 p.m., it's you stop. And honestly, if you're just watching TV, I usually look for a Netflix series,
yeah.
and I will watch the whole series in a day.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, hey, like the one I did last time, I liked the movie Limitless, and I just found out there is a Limitless TV series. It's had like 22 episodes.
Okay.
I basically saw Limitless, all the episodes. And the only like uncomfortable part, which I do have to admit, is at night. I call it the dark night of the soul. And the reason I say that is because when you take the olive oil, you're first supposed to lie completely still, and you may feel like a little bit of movement in your liver.
Yeah.
What happens afterwards is sometimes I can sleep 2 hours, and then I'll wake up at midnight, like with an uncomfortable feeling, and like I'll go to sleep for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I'll wake up like I'm trying to find, like you'll be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But then after an hour or two, you'll go back to sleep. Like after 2 p.m., you go to sleep to 6 or 7 and you're fine.
Yep.
And there's a period of discomfort, and it's basically when your liver is like forcibly dumping all these stones into your colon so you can poop them out the next day.
Yep.
But actually, the from the beginning of the liver cleanse till 9:45, it's remarkably easy if you just stay home and watch TV or read a book.
Right.
So you have to make a commitment to having it be a low energy requirements day. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally. I mean, look, when you're doing things of that magnitude, especially if it's your first time, it's good to stay close to home, period. You know, don't get in any circumstances where you've got to exert energy or you have an argument with somebody or you're out on the road and someone cuts you off. Stay home. Get useful, as I always say with everything. Learn to educate yourself. You're going to be a thinker then, and you're going to be able to get through this stuff. Oh, without a doubt, man. I mean, and as you get better with it, like everything, we know. We talk about it with everything we do here. As you get better, it's going to be easier for you, and you're going to know a little bit what's happening down the road. And then, you know, when we talk about what Eric's doing here, I mean, you're going to meet people, and they're going to say, you know, you obviously it will be a topic of conversation, especially if you've done real well with it. You know, you're going to tell people. So the obligation, obviously, is to take the responsibility and learn it and put it into whatever you're going to do. You know, we're going to cleanse the liver. Okay, this is what we got to do. this is where we're going, we're all set. And do multiple ones like that if you want. And we talked about the milk thistle, you know, staying on that, doing it before you go on the cleanse. The very simple things that can get you back on your feet pretty good. You heard about the gentleman with MS, okay? You hear about these things. These are miracles, but a lot of it is just due to what you're putting down your throat into your stomach. And when you're inactive, when you're behind a computer all day in a cubicle, you maybe get away with it for the first 35 years. But as Eric said, you know, and in that 35 years, you can bet you're putting weight on if you're not doing anything. But when you hit 40, that magic number, and you've been carrying this stuff on and carrying all that added weight, then we got trouble. Now, next question, unless you've got any follow-ups to that, Eric, is this. At that point, you know, we've done the liver cleanse. We're going to obviously alter our diet, because one thing you said in the beginning was the sweet tooth goes bye-bye. And we know sugars are very dangerous, especially the amount of sugar most individuals partake in, you know, during a year's time. It's incredible. When we're doing the liver, and I know just from doing things with all kinds of things, once you have success with this, the body starts going a different direction. And you made the great point of the mental stuff. And that's where we have the hard times, because we're so used to living a certain way, eating a certain way. Now we're starting to alter our diet because of what we're doing with our cleansing. Because I said this in the beginning of the show when I'm saying I am a winner, I am a champion. You're altering your mind. I call it deconstruct, reconstruct with what I'm doing to myself right now. So all these things have to be sanctioned by yourself mentally. And this is where it gets tough for a lot of people. So at that point, you've done that. Obviously, things are transpiring in you. There's no and ifs or buts about that. How do you handle that? And, you know, it's like everything, Eric, we talk about. Some are going to stay with it. Some are going to fall off to the wayside. Maybe they get it back and go back. And some are never going to do it. So what would be the best advice you would have to people as they start meeting up with these different things?
You know, it's funny. There's a guy called Jason Kristoff, and he's talking about, you know, people who complain about wanting to quit caffeine. And he has his line I really like. It's called adult up. You're not climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah.
And that's what I would tell people. You don't know how many times I get little messages, oh, please help me, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I said, all right, you know, we'll do a Skype session. Sometimes they do deceptive means, or sometimes they just, hey, can you help me out?
Yep.
And you know what I usually do to see if a person is worth helping out?
Yep.
I said, tell you what, do a liver cleanse, and when you finish it, call me back, tell me how many stones you passed, and what was your experience, and how you feel afterwards, and then we'll take it from there.
Yeah.
And then I direct them to my article. A liver cleanse is free. I'm making no money. I'm selling you absolutely nothing.
Yep.
When I tell you to do a liver cleanse, because you can get some Epsom salts for $3 to $5 at your local pharmacy.
Yeah.
You can buy whatever citrus fruits, organic, at your local, you know, food market.
Yep.
And, you know, olive oil as well. You can just go to your local grocery, just find some organic olive oil. So I am not selling you anything. I am telling you this because I'm honestly, you know, want to give you something that you can do.
Yep.
That will provide a benefit.
Yep.
And it's amazing how after I kind of put it on them, do a liver cleanse, get back to me, then they don't bother me anymore.
Absolutely. Yep.
So
yep.
My whole thing on what you mentioned, if you're going to do a liver cleanse, just adult up. You're not climbing Mount Everest. Just suck it up and do it. And then you'll see how easy it is, and you're making it into a big thing where it's not.
Right, right.
What's so hard about staying home and not eating? I mean, honestly. I mean, I like this whole idea of adult up, because, you know, some people say man up, and
yeah,
and you know, what about the women? You think women don't have to women up? So adult up, I really like that, because
yeah,
it implies a certain sense of maturity, and you and I both don't like that word, because yeah, I told my wife, I've learned to act mature, but I still feel like I'm very immature.
I'm with you 100% on that. I'm still told that by people. God, you ever gonna grow up? No, I'm not. You got a problem with it? Too bad. You know what I mean? Because how many people do we see, quote unquote, are adults and they act sour to everybody? They never see the joy in anything, and they're always the first ones to bitch and complain that the world is so unfair to them. I got news for you. I've watched enough of my nieces and nephews to understand one thing. Kids, unless they're, and I hope it never happens to them, the way, you know, you're sucked into all these things in the world and it changes everything about you. Here's something I love, and I always model myself off of more and more, because when you become an entrepreneur, you find that childlike creativity in you. And anybody that thinks I'm full of shit, take a chance on yourself and take a leap of faith and try it. And this is what I've learned with this maturity bullshit. I watch these kids, man, and when they want to go after something or want to do something, or yeah, they're like every kid, you know, they get yelled at or whatever, they get upset, they go stomping up. And yeah, I'm watching my brother-in-law and sister, you know, being firm with them. They'll look at me and they're almost laughing out loud. It's serious stuff, but you understand what's going on here. And the idea, like Eric was saying about immaturity, you know something? I wish a hell of a lot more people were immature and could put their feet up and say, hey, you know what? We're just going to have some fun today. We're going to go out like we've done at my sister's. They ambush me sometimes. The kids do it too. They'll ambush me with water balloons. I'm running around having the time of my life. I'm soaking wet. I don't care. It's the same way with everything else. When I have to be firm and do things with the business or lifting or whatever, I do it. But I'm only going to be mature so far, because if you put that kind of heat on you, you're never going to be able to function, because you're always looking at the worst common denominator. You know, I could have, yesterday I had a hell of an afternoon with my email and Time Warner and Microsoft. I had to contact them about Outlook. I was on the phone for over 4 hours yesterday. Do you think I wanted to do that? I wanted to put my fist right through the phone. I had to do it. I had to be responsible and mature, quote unquote, about that. But if you meet me, we're going to have a good time. But if we've got to ring the bell, as I say, you couldn't have a better guy getting your back for you. So take it away, brother.
You know, I'm a naval officer, and yep. I've sat in many meetings where there's admirals, ambassadors, heads of state.
Yep.
And you don't know how many times I have to bite my tongue because I want to say that's what she said out loud. That in that forum,
yep.
With generals, admirals, ambassadors, it's best if I shut up.
Yeah.
But I think it every time, and I laugh to myself. And I think a line I read, I think it's in a book by Peter Ragnar.
Yep.
And I firmly believe it's true. It says, as people get older, they either get better or they yep. get bitter.
Yeah.
That's what I see. You know, I am learning how to do a lot of things better with my body, with my mind now at 44.
Yeah.
Than I did at 22. But the people then who start getting overweight and then they feel like they can't do stuff,
yep.
they get bitter.
Yeah.
And this is why what we're talking about, it's so important. It's not just about aesthetics. It's about taking control of your life. And if
yep.
you cannot control your own body and your health,
yep.
everything's going to go downhill. There's people that live in pain,
yep.
and they think that waking up every day with lower back pain is normal.
I know.
And that is not the case.
Nope.
And it's funny because as we're talking about adult up and stuff like that, and you know, I told you, like, I have a little drawing. It has a pyramid.
Yep.
It's got three prongs. The next one is nutrition. And, like, what we're talking about, and I wrote about this, is, you know, I've realized that there's rarely any true shortcuts.
No.
And that you've got to stick in with the long haul. So the word diet sometimes implies, like, I'm going to do something for 12 weeks,
yep.
and then I'm going to go back to the way I like.
Yep.
And that's not what you want to do. And what I realized, I want to build habits that require the least amount of willpower.
Yep.
So what I realized, and, you know, I took this a lot from talking to Stephen Santangelo,
yep.
is, well, how does my eating, how does my nutrition affect my hormones,
yep.
and how does that tie into fat loss?
Yep.
And, you know, we've had long conversations about this, but to basically give you the gist of what I do
is I try to avoid carbs for breakfast. So I'll have fat and protein for breakfast. And it could be raw eggs. It could be whatever. You know, it could be protein. It could be like a scoop of protein and a tablespoon of coconut oil.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. But by not eating any carbs for breakfast, I don't turn on insulin.
Right.
By not turning on insulin, I don't turn on ghrelin, and I don't turn in the hormones for fat deposit and for being hungry.
Yep.
So then what happens? Well, for lunch, what I'll do is I'll eat some protein source, could be fish, chicken, meat, whatever, and vegetables. So for some reason, when you eat that, you know, and then you go back to work, it's easier to not get hungry. So breakfast, no carbs, fat and protein, because in nature, fat and protein always goes together. Even if you look at like plants, peanuts, you know, all the nuts are a mixture of fat and protein, no carbs. If you eat steak, you're eating fat and protein. If you eat a raw whole egg, you're eating fat and protein. So I like to have whole foods to provide this fat and protein. But hey, if I'm running and I got to get out the door, I'll throw some water in a jug, I'll throw some protein, some fat, and out I go. It will be a healthy fat like an avocado or coconut oil or sacha inchi oil or something.
Yep.
But that's the gist. By having only vegetables, you know, they could be leafy greens, but usually you want a little bit the thicker ones like broccoli, celery, carrots, kidney beans. For lunch with a protein source, it will give you energy and it will be easy to hold on your appetite until dinner. And then when dinner comes, that's when you're going to be hungry now. So then that's when I eat my starchy carbs. I'll eat rice, potatoes, pasta, whatever my wife makes.
Yep.
See, I don't give my wife shit about I don't eat that, I don't eat that. You know, would I rather not eat pasta? Yeah. But, you know, we're a family with four kids. So if she makes pasta, I eat it. Because, you know, if you're this anal about your food and you can't do the other two, then you're not really adulting up to making changes. Because if you don't eat any carbs for breakfast and you only eat fibrous vegetables for lunch and then you eat whatever carb you want for dinner, what you're doing is you're manipulating your hormones in such a way as to make it easy to not be hungry all the time and to make it easy to have your body drop fat.
Yep.
And there's only three supplements I would recommend at this time. One is a probiotic.
Yep.
Because probiotics do two things. One, they help with your gut. And two, they help with your immunity. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this like Gerardophilus, like the 5 billion whatever.
Yeah.
It comes like a 120. Take one with each meal. If you take a probiotic with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're going to see that you start feeling regular without – like if you were constipated, it will go away over a couple of days or weeks, you know. But that will get your digestive system functioning well. And I think that after a liver cleanse, it's always nice just in case to take some extra probiotics. I like to take vitamin D in the morning because even though I'm in San Salvador, if we're honest, I spend a lot of the time working inside the embassy, which means – I leave the house in a car, and I will be indoors most of the time.
Yep.
Taking vitamin D, again, you know, I think a good rule is 5,000 units for every 100 pounds of body weight is a great way to do it. Now, getting sun is even better, and I'll talk more about getting sunsets in the exercise portion. And then the last thing I do is I like to take magnesium with my last meal of the day. These three things are extremely cost-effective, extremely simple. I don't think anybody can have any beef with taking vitamin D in the morning, a probiotic with every meal, and magnesium at night. It could be just a 500-milligram tablet. And again, that's like a $4 bottle that will last you 2 to 3 months.
Right.
So some very, very simple nutritional adjuncts so that we're not getting crazy with like fat burners or stuff like that. And by the way, most fat burners will burn out your adrenals, so why I say if you stack your nutrition right and you do these very small things, it will help a lot. The other thing with nutrition that's really important is drinking only water.
Yeah.
So no soft drink, no juices, no nothing. Just drink water. You know, if you wake up and drink 40 ounces of water and you drink water 30 minutes before your meals and then 90 minutes after your meals, and try to drink no water with your meal. That alone will hydrate your system and help to maximize whatever you're eating for health and also for fat loss.
Yep.
So that's kind of like the crux of the nutrition pyramid. So I'm going to turn it over to you for your thoughts or questions on that matter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty simple stuff. And, I mean, you're not telling people to go out and buy bang, 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 bang. That's not going to work for you. And the thing I liked what you said about fat burners, not only is this stuff garbage, most of the stuff is caffeine in it. Go out and look at the – and a lot of times the ingredients like that, they'll be so small you can barely read them. I don't care how good your eyes are. You better bring a magnifying glass with you if you're going to get into any of that dangerous stuff. You know, the bottom line here is this. Now, I'm going to just say on my end here, I don't eat a ton of carbs. In fact, yesterday I hadn't had it, and I couldn't tell you how – or 2 days ago it was – I had a couple pieces of pizza. I bet I hadn't had pizza in like 3 months, and it was good. But I didn't need any more of it, and I don't want any more of it now. It's a food now that I grew up on, being Italian especially. But as we were talking about, when you're doing these different things, when you're changing your diet, when your beliefs have changed, you know, a lot of things that you really liked, you eat them, but they just don't taste right to you anymore, or you just don't have, you know, there's that thing with inside you that drives you to want to eat that because it feels good, it tastes good. But that's a whole nother thing. But, you know, I'm a guy, I believe, that was more set up for fat. I got a train tonight, later on this afternoon, I should say. You know, I've been eating a lot of fat today. I was telling Eric, I've been living on the old Ken Leisner diet, Rio Blair, for the last couple weeks. And I'm eating meat and stuff, too. Obviously, I said I had pizza a couple nights ago. But I've been mainly eating a lot of raw cream, drinking, I should say, drinking a lot of eggs. I was telling Eric, I'm up to almost 4 dozen a week now. And it's not all drinking them raw. I want to clarify that, all right? Protein powder, there's a certain one I use that I mix with raw milk and cream. Now, I know I'm getting carbohydrates from the raw milk, but it's not the ones that are like when you buy the tampered milk that we know there's a lot of diabetes with that. And I got into this thing with Steven Santangelo, raw milk, but we, like Eric, I talk with Steven a lot offline, whether we're doing a show or not. And he said there's proof all over that people that consumed a lot of raw milk, because they'll tell you if you drink milk with the sugars in it, you'll become diabetic. I guess there's not much proof anywhere that people that were consuming large volumes and quantities of raw milk ever had this issue. So, you know, I've been mixing the eggs with the milk. You know, obviously eating eggs, I like ground beef, but, you know, I buy grass-fed, grass-finished, you know, a number of things, okay? And I've said this before, you know, we know a good detoxifier is Stevens Greens, and I drink his Miracle Minerals. I'm sure Eric still does, too. And I drink those before I go to bed, and I do find that I fall asleep very well. And I've also said this, too, because he deserves this, is all my supplements are basically Dr. Wong donates them to me every month because of the position I'm in right now. I've known Dr. Wong for years. I've sent a lot of business his way. He and his wife, Michelle, like Eric Gutman, Steven Santangelo, we talked about character. I got four of them right here for sure, right with me. This can't be disputed when you're playing around with things like the liver. And I don't mean it playing as a joke, but it's serious stuff. It's the same way when you're taking different things to improve your intestinal fortitude, all those things. And you cannot, and I repeat, that's why and you know, Eric, what you got to do if you got time today, you got to put that article out on Etched in Stone if you got a minute. Because there's so many lifters that go out there, and that page has exploded I've been telling people, don't be shy about putting anything out there like that, because it's not just etched in stone. We talked about this. We are physical culture. So you're welcome to do anything you want anytime on that page. I just want to get that to you, and I'll get right back to you. But these are things you got to consider. And I just don't, you know, Eric said it, and I'll say it again. I'm just gonna hit off the top of what he said. Things are not this complicated, and this is why I just think we are in the mess we're in. Everything's a selling point. Buy this, 90 days, you'll lose 50 pounds. Who in their right mind would pay $500 for a program like that and think because a model or a former athlete does it, it's going to work for him? Do you know what these athletes are doing? Some are starving themselves. Some are taking this product, that product, could be anabolics, whatever. That's your business. But this is what really rags me off to no end. If you can't be straight with somebody, and, you know, there's an awful lot of souls out there that are hurting big time, and people know that. This is, marketing can be a very positive or negative experience. What we're doing here with you today, what we're telling you today, is all time-tested and proven. And you got the gentleman on the other side of the line here with me that has done it repeatedly. So, Eric, before, if you can comment on any of that, I know we're getting near time, but do you want to get into any of the physical stuff, or do you want to save it for the next show? What do you want to do?
It's real funny. So I just wanted to say, like, you mean I'm not going to get ripped and muscular with the shake weight?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, but remember, you get your free shaker to put that shit in.
But I'm gonna just finish with 2 points.
Yeah, go ahead.
So one is, you know, Steven Santangelo, you know, he's I consider him a good friend.
Yep.
And him and Mike Mahler had said something that I think all people should incorporate to figure out what the right ratio of food is. And is after every meal, like, look at what you ate and both the ratio of carbs, protein, and fat. And 15 minutes later, you say, well, how do you feel? And 2 hours later, you ask how you feel. And just like you, I realized I did a lot better when I minimized my carbs and increased my fat, which sounds completely bonkers if you read anything, especially from the 90s, you know, like it's all got to be grains and carbs and blah, and the fat is bad. Well, how do you know that? Well, you know, you start taking these things and say, okay, I'm going to eat carbs today. Okay, damn, I'm like really hungry an hour and a half after doing that.
Yep.
And then you do the next day, okay, I'm going to have no carbs for breakfast. I'm going to have like 4 eggs. Wow, I'm not hungry at all. My mental keel is real nice.
Yeah.
Well, there is something to it. Just an exercise, because I was, you know, I said I had a drawing. I talked about liver cleanse and nutrition. And quite frankly, with exercise, any good protocol will do. But I'm just going to say what I did, because I put 2 pictures there, right? So I gave from point A to point B. All I did was my extreme military fitness course.
Yeah.
And it's 4 workouts a week, 2 of them body weight, 2 of them with a kettlebell.
Yep.
So, you know, by doing a liver cleanse, by eating the way I point out, which is minimize carbs for breakfast, have fibrous vegetables for lunch, and then eat whatever carb you want for dinner, along with doing extreme military fitness, I was able to – I didn't measure my body weight, but if you could see the pictures,
yeah,
did that within a week.
Yeah.
And, again, do you have to do extreme military fitness to drop fat? Absolutely not. I am merely telling you exactly what I did, because, you know, the way it usually works is, like, I did this and I got that, so if you do this, you will get that. I cannot vouch for the shake weight because I've never used it, so I've never known anybody to actually drop fat from it. But I can tell you that the pictures you see, one is me on a beach in Puerto Rico, and one is me a week later, is basically me after eating the way I told you, doing a liver cleanse, and doing the exercise protocol in extreme military fitness, which you can get at my website. I mean, now we've delivered on the promise on the 3 things I did. So if you have any questions or closing comments, we're good to go.
Yeah, Eric, and on the next show we will, because you and I love to talk about the training end of things. And I know I'm thinking in my head right now when you're talking a few questions people are going to have, and they're going to say, well, I'm doing X, Y, Z, and I need this, this, and this. That's one of the big things with all this. You've got to figure out what are you doing as far as physical work. Now, some people are working as laborers all day, and we know there's people still lift doing that. What are you going to need to get yourself where you need to get? Because we talked about caloric intake. I mean, you're going to have to figure out what you're going to need, whether you want to maintain or gain. That's one thing. A thing that I found very useful, and I want to get just a short thing from you and then give out all your info, and I'll give mine. But one of the things I think that's very good for the body, especially elimination through not only the colon and urine, obviously, but it really cleans up the blood circulation system, is I think rebounding on a trampoline is phenomenal. Give me a little bit. If I'm right or wrong, what do you think about that?
Oh, my friend. No, you hit the nail on the head. I was thinking of doing a video.
Yeah.
The way rebounding works is because of the lymphatic system.
Exactly.
Right? And I've always believed that, you know, when I give stuff out, I like to give, there's stuff you can buy, but I always like to give like a free, like here's something you can do that doesn't involve buying something.
Yeah.
But the reason a rebounder works, and I've got one, and I've got the $300 one, because the $50 mini trampoline is going to mess up your knees, you know, if you buy it out. So it has to be a rebounder. The reason it works is because it works on your lymphatic system and moving it along.
There you go.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like that big vibrating plate.
Yeah.
And it works the same way. And what I like about it is, like, sometimes when I, like, let's say I've been traveling all day or a week, I found that the vibrating plate also works on your lymph.
Yep.
But it allows me, like, if I kind of do a half squat, it gets the vibrations right inside the knees. And if I move a certain way, it will get right in between the scapula, which is something that is hard to do with the rebounder. But so I find like a rebounder is great because you can actually kind of work out.
Yep.
But if you're too tired and you want to get that lymphatic system benefit, you can get this vibration, which I got mine at Amazon for like $250 or $300. And finally, there are exercises that you can do. Again, I would have to video them, that you don't even need the rebounder or the vibration plate, which also allow you to do lymphatic. It's usually from Chinese martial arts and Chinese medicinal systems that involve a lot of these raising your arms and then stomping the floor and having gravity kind of pull that down. But again, to really get that, you have to video it. But I completely love the rebounder, and I've got my rebounder, my vibration plate, and I do stomping. So I do those three on a weekly basis because of the lymphatic system benefits. Does that answer your question, brother?
Totally, and I'm going to give everybody a big tip. I haven't really announced it. There's a company called Sand Dune. They're out in California. And through Dr. Bob Weil here, they are working with his station, and now they're working with me on this product. You want to talk about a product. It basically feels like sand, or you could even stretch it a little further, like a Tempur-Pedic bed. You go on this. Each one, you get two of them. And you can stand on it. You can move rock your ankles back and forth. You can do calf raises. It will build the center of your gravity like you wouldn't believe. You can sit on this thing, and what I do is tilt on it till I fall off it. And the feeling, the relaxation in your feet is like nothing you've ever felt before. And I'll tell you why it's helped me out more than ever, is because especially with all I'm doing with the back work and the neck work and the trap work, I've decided, and this has been through many years of studying, I believe there's some areas on all of us that we don't pay attention to. I don't care how strong you are. You want to lift stones. You want to be able to grab multiple sandbags. You want to be able to take 3 or 4 gallons of water, depending on how big your hand is, and wrap it around and carry it like a farmer's walk. I've been working like crazy from the elbow right down to the fingertips, and they call that the lower arm. Second thing, and I'm doing these movements together on one night. I'm not doing any other weight work but this, and I'm training from the knees to the toes. And one of the things I'm doing is the Sand Dune fitness tool. You got to go out and check this out. I believe it's sanddunusa.com. It's an incredible, incredible thing because as Dr. Bob Weil says, and he's right on the money, you got bad feet or you got problems with your feet or you don't have the right shoes, the socks aren't correct, you're going to have some big issues. And with guys like Eric and myself that like to play with these big tools and walk around with them and do dead stop work, you don't realize what your feet do for you. And when you do this type of work, your feet get sore. I mean, when I'm walking distance and I'm carrying all these things, it's amazing what Sand Dune does. So, you know, when we were talking about the rebounding, I mean, you could do a combination of Sand Dune work and rebounding. And I'm telling you, you know, we talk about the cleansing and all this. Let me tell you, when you're jumping up and down, that is really giving you some real cleansing. You can use whatever you want. I don't like them really, but a lot of people like to use psyllium seed husk or things like that. I would be careful of that because that can constipate you if you're not in good shape. But it can kind of bind you up for a day or so. But then that stuff will come moving. But I'll tell you this. Not that I have any bathroom issues, but I'll tell you, you rebound and you play around with a sand dune, you will think that 25 years of stuff is coming out of you, and it will be solid, and it will be long. And I'm not kidding you when I tell you this. So, you know, once again, we gravitated back to, obviously, those areas, but you can't go wrong with this. So, you know, like I said, go out and check out that sand dune product. I think you'll be very happy with it. Eric, what else you got, brother?
Hey, man, that's it. I think it was a great show. It was a very honest show. And, you know, the question now is, are you going to adult up, do a liver cleanse, and change your nutrition and adopt whatever fitness program to achieve the fat loss? So if fat loss after 40 is something you're interested in, it's not rocket science, and it doesn't require 500 million workouts a week.
No.
It can be as easy as 4 20-minute workouts. The thing is, are you going to adult up and own your body and assume full responsibility for your health and your body? And that's it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Why don't you give out your website and everything? I'll give my stuff out. And hang on, please.
Sure. So if you've liked what we've talked about, you can see the liver cleanse. Just Google Eric Gutman liver cleanse, and it will take you straight to the liver cleanse article. If you are on Facebook, you can find me. I'm E-R-I-C-G-U-T-T-M-A-N-N. And what that will do is allows you to look at the articles I've written. And if you go back 1 or 2 weeks, you will see everything I laid out in nutrition was written out in an article because, again, that's one of the questions that I get asked the most is, like, how can I get rid of the man boobs or the spare tire? And nutrition is a big part. And again, if you're already doing those two things and you want a course that can do it with minimal equipment, just one kettlebell, then you can look at Extreme Military Fitness, the basic one. The Elite is a little bit tougher. So Extreme Military Fitness Basic is a great way to learn how to get into shape because it's very methodical and it goes through some very gradual progressions. You know, people jump in and they want to go to level 10 right away, and that's a mistake.
Right.
You
exactly.
Want to find out where you're at and slowly build a base and a progression. So in my case, I use Extreme Military Fitness Basic whenever I take a layoff as my general physical preparedness phase. Yep. And that's what I got, brother.
All right. Just to give everybody the website for the Sand Dune Stepper, I got a free one sent to me, but that's all I'm getting here. But I did tell them that I would talk about it when I started using it, and it is a very viable piece. If you go out to sanddunestepper.com, you can go out. There's all kinds of information, people demonstrating it. I'll tell you one thing. It's something you want to really explore, especially if you have any foot problems. A lot of people that are on walkers and things of that nature, obviously you'd have to have somebody around you, but you will get your balance back. It's unbelievable, and I love this thing. Also, too, go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. As I said, you want to talk about a fighting man's or fighting woman's product, go out and buy the Winner's Circle. Move, get off your behind, take action today, get off the fence, have some responsibility to yourself. Don't be afraid of everything out there. This is a tried and true product for 15 years here used at FBC, Stone and Steel Yard, and I will help you out any way I can. Also, too, we talk about contributions. We have the 25, 50, and 100. Also, too, if you'd like to give something else, obviously, monetarily, you can go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. As I said, hey, buy me a week's worth of raw milk, whatever, but anything you could give, we'd appreciate. Also, too, if there's a show you'd like Eric and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.RR.com. And go out and give us a 5-star review. It's called Apple, but it's really still iTunes to me and Stitcher. That's what we've gotten, and we appreciate that. If you have the ability to get podcasting in your car, and most new cars do, go out to AHA Directory and light up Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7, and you'll have us every day, every hour in your car, and what a better way to drive around town with. Also, too, I'll leave you with multiple things here. If someone seeks you out in the concrete jungle or the gym, 5 words of inspiration can change your life forever. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. Hey, if you're going to lift it like me today, I can't wait. In about 6 hours or less, probably 5, I got to go run a couple errands, and then we're going to get ready. Bend it, break it, twist it, whatever you got to do with it. Obviously, we love the Hoosa Steel Stone. Blood red domination, we dominate the course. We don't follow anyone's. We clear cut everything. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. As Russell Fur says, when I listen to your shows, it seems like there's testosterone dripping out of the speakers. And I love that, man. But here's the deal. If you've been getting the feedback I've been getting, especially with the last 5 shows, it's like a tidal wave of tea coming right through your house. It's that big. You know, it's unbelievable what's going on here. And aggression, yes. Anger, yeah. I want everybody to be angry. I want people to be pissed off when they see things that aren't right and speak up, speak out. This is what we're about. This is why most men are a shell of what they were 65 years ago. Get out there. Get your hands busy. Go lift some stones, grab a wheelbarrow, run it around your house. Do something. Get physical. You know, Eric talks about all his courses with mobility. Well, that's mobility, folks. Maybe in a little different fashion, but you can take anything you want and make it what you want. Remember, stand still, you rust. Mobile, you go on forever. So that's big right there. Also, too, Frank Klein, my greatest college professor. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor, who we lost almost 3 years ago this year. He'd walk every patient to the door, no matter how busy he was, and he'd say, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on your best or worst day. I'm telling you, you'll get a smile like I have on my face. John was something else, let me tell you. And just that New Hampshire accent I can still hear in my head right now when I'm talking to him. I miss those Friday afternoons. I don't know if I could do them like I did before, but some way, somehow, I'd get to him. Just an outstanding individual, believe me. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends we're coming. I used to say we'd kick your door in. We're just going to rip the roof off your house. Come on in with us. Join the revolution. Join the family. I promise you 30 years of the best years of your life. Tell a friend. Tell 10 friends. Let's keep spreading the fire. Les Brown, you all have greatness in you. We'll take it 2 steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back. And I don't know many people that would say that in today's world. Eric Gutman, as usual, brother, an honor. I love the conversations, and I look forward to the next show, and I don't have to say to you, we just keep the home fire brewing, brother.
Absolutely. I really enjoy your friendship. I admire your character, And it's always a pleasure and honor to spend some time talking with you, brother.
Yes, sir. And we'll keep doing it for a long, long time to come. So, for Eric Gutman, this is Eric Fiorello. We'll have Eric on next month. But before I sign off totally here, I've been saying this over and over again. Men, if you don't have a set of balls, go out and grow them. It's time. And women, there's a lot of good ones like you out there. Support your men. Stay behind them, and men, support your women. Become the army, the force we are here at M&M. It's very, very important because your kids are watching you all the time, in case you didn't know. So men, go set the example. Go out and lead from the front, as the great General Patton said. Lead from the front. That was things my dad told me, and it is incredible stuff. Dad, I love you and miss you, and I wish you were here. So for Eric Gutman, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you next month, but in the meantime, take the road, man. Take it. Life is looking for you to be part of it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will talk to you soon, and have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.